Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're getting back to what we were talking about earlier on. I want to take some calls on this, 404-741-0929. We're asking the question with Atlanta sports. Braves are now in first place. Atlanta United, was it 7 or 8 matches now of unbeaten soccer? The Hawks are waiting on the lottery to fall their way, and the Falcons, it's almost time. Rookie minicamp starts next week as they'll start to ramp up to the 2018 season. What's more likely? Braves win the East, United wins the MLS Cup, Hawks get the first pick of the draft, or the Falcons win the Super Bowl. We're going to give you our picks here in a second, Rick, but I'm going to put them in order of what I think is most likely to least likely to happen. Number one for me, I am in. Atlanta United is going to win the MLS Cup. I'm not even saying maybe. They're the best team. They are going to win the Cup. They've got the right mix of youth, athleticism, want to. I think last year's playoff loss hurt some of these guys, realizing that they blew an opportunity to have a chance to win. Number one on my list would be Atlanta United. Number two for me, I think it's more likely that the Braves will win a division than the Falcons win a Super Bowl, and that has nothing to do with where I think the Falcons will finish. We just know how hard it is to win the Super Bowl. It's the most difficult thing in all of sports is winning the Super Bowl, in my estimation.
I don't disagree.
So I would have Braves number two.
I mean, we're kind of proof of that, aren't we?
We are.
We were up 28-3 and couldn't win the Super Bowl.
You had to bring that up.
I mean, does it get any harder than that? I mean, it literally, that is an impossible mathematical equation, and it happened to us.
So I have Braves number two because I think this team, youthful, fun, don't even know how good they're supposed to be or not supposed to be at that young age, and I think that's a good thing. I think they potentially could be buyers at the trading deadline to fill a gap or two. So I have Braves number two to win the NL East. Number three, I do have the Falcons winning the Super Bowl, and I do think that is a possibility. 30-1 odds of Bovada are ridiculous. Matter of fact, Mark, I'm going to hand you probably a tenner or maybe a 20 spot, maybe even a 50 spot when you go to Vegas in July. And I'm going to have you put that down on Falcons winning the Super Bowl.
You're going to get back. I'm going to give you the ticket. And it's going to say, wait, why is there only $5 on the Falcons to win the Super Bowl? I gave you 50.
Well, I'll do like we did last year. I think I gave you $20 and I had some splits. I'm going to give you 50 this time. And one of them will be for an ACC championship or a school that I'm not allowed to mention. One of them will be a national title for that same school. One of them will be for the Falcons to win the Super Bowl.
There is a convenience charge.
Okay, that's fine.
A shipping charge. Uh-huh. A handling charge.
That's fine.
What do you... And I need a stiff drink while I'm making this bet charge.
That's fine.
So your $50 is going to come down to a cool $7.
All right, well, that's cool. And then finally, number four on my list is the Hawks, and that's because I am a conspiracy theorist when it comes to the NBA draft lottery, and the Hawks, unfortunately, are not one of the sexy teams that are available to win said draft lottery, so there's no chance. They could have had every ping pong ball, and they still would have found a way for the Knicks to win the draft lottery.
You've never been wronger than to... to bring up the NBA conspiracy theory about the draft lottery. You've never been wronger,
okay,
John.
That's fine.
I see that
with a grin.
Yeah, you know.
At Watch.
You've never been wronger, John. All right, John's got a great question for us today. What's more likely to happen here in the A with our professional sports teams? Braves win the NL East. And by the way, this poll is up at Rick and John 929. Atlanta United wins the MLS Cup. Hawks get the number one pick in the draft. Falcons win the Super Bowl. Let me break it down. Number one for me is Atlanta United winning the MLS Cup. I can't guarantee it. I don't do guarantees. I can guarantee you people of one thing, John. You and I are going to give 150% from 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that.
You can.
We rock and roll.
Some days I only give like 93%. It just depends.
But I can't. I will never guarantee a prediction. Player predictions like Deshaun Watson, I was pretty close to a guarantee on that. But picking games is just too unpredictable. But Atlanta United, I believe, is going to win the MLS Cup. I am not a soccer expert. I am becoming a soccer critic. And this team is unbelievable. They have a great defense. They have a great goaltender. They have arguably the best attack guys in the league with Joseph Martinez and Miguel Almiron. We have the best home pitch advantage in MLS. why wouldn't we win the MLS Cup? Mm-hmm. This team was built to win a championship. From Arthur Blank to Darren Eales to Tato Martino on down, it's a first-class Arthur Blank organization. Number one for me, Atlanta United winning the MLS Cup. Number two, the Braves winning the National League East. We've documented how the Braves are doing this with pitching, with relief pitching, leading the National League in runs. Good managing by Brian Snicker. The Inciarte at 9, Albies at 1, Acuna at 2 thing is totally working. Mm-hmm. Have not lost since Snicker made that switch. John, the switch from Dusty Baker to Dave Martinez, you've got injuries on the Nationals. They're going to be a factor. Mm-hmm. I definitely think they are the biggest threat to our Braves, more of a threat than the Mets, even though obviously the Mets are above the Nationals in the standings. I think the Mets are going to come apart at the seams here. They're losing guy after guy mm-hmm. after guy. DeGrom with a hyperextended right elbow. Mets fans, sorry about that. So I think the Braves winning the National League East is second. Third, Falcons winning the Super Bowl. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Get a little help from the football gods and we can get it done this time. And four, look, we have what, John? I believe it's a 12% chance, 11, 12, 13% chance, whatever it is, of getting the number one overall pick. John is holding up another number.
And it
rhymes with Nero.
Yeah. And it's not hero. I can
tell
you that.
Oh, you're playing the conspiracy card again, aren't you?
There's zero chance.
You've never been wronger about that, John. So anyway,
I'm not even sure the Hawks have a ping pong ball in the stupid machine that the NBA cooks up.
So look, I want the number one pick. I want DeAndre Ayton. I highly doubt we get it. Sorry, Hawks fans. Keeping it real here. What is it? Inside of 2 weeks, I believe, 10 days or something like that, it's the NBA draft lottery. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be wringing my hands together, pacing the floors. Come on, Hawks. Come on, Hawks. Come on, Hawks. I just don't foresee it going our way. So we have the exact same order, John.
Let's take a couple of calls on this. You guys can text. It's the same number, 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Chris in College Park. Chris, out of that scenario, what's the most likely? Turn your radio down. I'm not sure if he's ordering McDonald's or if he's being an air traffic controller trying to get Delta Flight 309 to the ground.
He was singing the Chick-fil-A song.
He might have been.
That we just heard.
I let Rick hear the real version to that song. It's a guy named Bozzy, called Mine. That was one of those songs when I heard the real version, I'm like, why do my kids know this? Like, where am I going wrong as a parent?
And hopefully your kids are hearing the edited version.
Yeah.
There's a lot of filth, floor, and filth
there
going
is.
On in that song.
But that song plays on, yeah. I hope you have the edited version. $100,000 fine. Mark Owens, come on down.
The FCC doesn't play, man.
You're
they
the next
play.
Contestant on. Your check's gone for a couple of years.
I'll tell you right now, if the FCC did not exist, you would get a very raw, unfiltered, and racy show from me and John.
Oh.
If the FCC did not. But the FCC exists, and we can't say a select group of words. And there's even beyond the select group of words that we can't say, there's even a second layer mm-hmm. of words and phrases we can't say. I'm telling you, you're not getting full Rick and John. You're not, because you can't.
Let's be real. If you were able to see the show before the show, then you'd get a little more of what we are. How many rants do I go on a week? At least five?
There's a daily Hassan Whiteside rant, which Preacher Man, we have not gotten yet.
Oh, it's
coming.
At some point.
Have you been on the trade machine yet today?
Not
trying
yet.
To author up a trade to get Hassan Whiteside off of the Heat.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get Kawhi Leonard to Miami. I'm just trying to make that work.
Good luck with that.
Like I said, I'll take Miles Plumlee in a second round pick right now.
Let's go back to the streets,
Let's
man.
Let's do that. 404-741-0929. Daniel, of our scenario, what's more likely? Braves win the East, United wins the Cup, Hawks get the first pick, or the Falcons win the Super Bowl. Which one are you going with?
It's Atlanta United. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of why. Atlanta can have every ping pong ball in there, and they're still going to yell out New York's name. Number two, when it comes down to the Falcons, well, unfortunately, Shanahan gave away that for Garoppolo in the last Super Bowl. The Braves, I'm very optimistic because they're looking real good, and I would love to see them win the NL East. But as of right now, that Atlanta United is on fire. I love going to the games. It's an awesome atmosphere, and Arthur Blank really did his thing on that on the soccer team.
He did.
That's what I'm going with.
I'm going to tell you what. He put the right people in charge. They had a vision, and they didn't go like the other expansion clubs to go, all right, we're going to get the 35-year-old big name to come in here who's just collecting a check. They went and really transcended MLS and started getting young star talent, outbidding people and going, all right, we're going to put this product on the field.
You've been to an Atlanta United game. I've been to an Atlanta United game. We've been to all these games. Is there a greater melting pot at an Atlanta sports event than Atlanta United?
I mean, I'm going to be preferential to the Falcons because you have people, you have generational fans here. What I liked about Atlanta United, unlike the Falcons game, it was all Atlanta United. Now, it would have been different if Orlando City's here and they have a group that can get here. It'll be different when Nashville gets their team and they're in close proximity. People weren't coming from Montreal to go to an Atlanta United match. The problem with the Falcons games is there, and I'll call people out, there's too many times that tickets are sold to fans that are from other teams. It's just the truth. And it's not just a Mercedes-Benz thing. It was a Georgia Dome thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in our poll right here at Rick and John 929, what's more likely? Braves win the East, United wins the MLS Cup, Hawks get the first overall pick, or Falcons win the Super Bowl? You can vote on that right now. We haven't even mentioned, and I know we're doing pro sports here, we haven't even mentioned the Dogs, right? I mean, they're on hopefully the precipice of winning a championship.
Should I have put them in over the Hawks draft choice?
No, I mean, you kept it pro sports, so I like that. But I'm just saying, the point I wanted to make was that We kind of couldn't fit Georgia on this list. We just stuck to pro sports. But that gives you an idea of the overall incredible state that we're in right now in terms of Georgia sports. Let's talk to Greg right here and see what he has to say. Greg, you've heard the scenarios. You've heard me and John opine. Which of these is more likely for Atlanta professional sports?
Oh, I definitely think it's United because of the home field advantage that if we keep up our pace, we'll probably keep throughout the playoffs and we won't have to go to that wild card knockout round like we did last year against Columbus. And the fact that we have Tata as coach, he's one of the top coaches in the world and everyone wants to play for him. And that's a big thing in soccer. Like everyone wants to work for Tata and they'll work harder for him because they want to play for him.
He's a great manager. And that's why I said they built this franchise the right way. Last year was almost too fast, too soon, and you don't want to say the sports gods, but they kind of looked down and said, all right, slow your roll. You got to the playoffs. That's awesome for an expansion team. You've been the most fun expansion team potentially ever. You're not winning it in year number one. Year two, they went out and shook up the apple cart. They bring in Barco, moved a couple of pieces along, brought in Nagby, and now all of a sudden, here they are. They're the best team in soccer right now. The thing is, can you keep it up through the dog days of July and into August and then win the matches when they count in the playoffs?
Here's the key for Atlanta United. Win on the road. You know that you're not going to lose at home. John, if they lose one game at home the rest of the year, I'd be like, okay, we booted one game, right? You know, you may not go perfect at home. Mm-hmm. But we know they're going to handle their business at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Handle your business on the road,
yep,
and then you will get hopefully the number one spot in the table, and then the MLS Cup will be in your house. So it is paramount that they take care of their business on the road.
Here's the difference, though. They've done that this year outside of the match against Houston, obviously. But you win in Minnesota in awful conditions. You go to L.A. and you blow doors off of the Galaxy. Can they do it this week against Chicago? Can we squeeze in one more?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think Chris in College Park is ready for us now. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, John? What's going on, Rick? And, of course, M.O. and Bibblicious, man. Love you guys. Listen to you every day that I can sneak
Thank
away
you.
From my child. I'll get right to it. With the question of the day, I think it's the Atlanta United, man. I'm a diehard football fan. I'm 48 years old, and I have never seen anything like this amazement with the United. I think they can win the Cup, and I also think what the other three franchises are seeing, pro franchises with them, is making them turn a little bit harder to produce winners, produce talent, and battle with what the United has done. They have energized the city. And then lastly, right quick, on to the draft, because I couldn't catch you guys last week. And I've noticed you guys don't, the morning show, Freaky and BQ, and then Dukes and Bell, hardly anybody talks about the Super Bowl being in our town in next year. And I wonder if it's like a company edict not to, but I think going to get Ridley, even though he fell on our lap kind of unexpectedly, puts another emphasis on that high-powered offense we had a couple years ago. And hey, I think Dan Quinn is looking to put 30 points a game, have that defense hold him to 17, and win the bowl in Atlanta.
Hey, that's a great call, Chris. Thank you. There's no edict. It's just kind of too far out.
Yeah.
It's not really on our radar yet to be talking about the Super Bowl being here, but good call.